I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Every day, people flee conflict and disasters and become displaced inside their own countries, or they cross national borders to become refugees. According to the United Nations, more than 82 million people worldwide have been forced to flee their homes. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press.
This movement of people across country lines and out of harm's way, so to speak, has increased the need for the literature, the effectiveness of the literature.
World Missionary Press prints and ships topical scripture booklets and Bible studies worldwide in 350 languages. Their distribution partners range from medical missionaries like the one in Mozambique to church planters and more. Through His written word, the Lord is caring for people who've endured great trauma. Connect with World Missionary Press at missionnews.org. Egypt's president is calling on the global community to help rebuilding efforts in the Gaza Strip. Speaking at a panel of the World Youth Forum, he said recovery from last year's 11-day war between Hamas and Israel requires far more than the $500 million his country already gave. Tom Doyle of Uncharted Ministries says the underground church in Gaza is struggling but won't give up.
The fruit of the Spirit is something that the world can see, and it's magnetic. That's attractive to people. Why would you even smile? You live in Gaza. Why do you have hope? And they're able to share the gospel.
Still, it's not easy to live in Gaza, and these believers need your prayers. Please pray for endurance and ask the Lord to give them comfort and that they'll connect with people who are searching for answers. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.